Track 4. Mark tracks down Kimberly Wallace, the composer of the recently created Chatterbox Fresh and Lively theme tune, and chats with her about her life since finishing her degree at the Norwich University of the Arts with a first-class degree, and what her hopes for the future might be.
Hello there, this is Mark, and with me over Facebook Messenger, this is a new venture for me, we've got Kimberly Wallace. Now, some listeners may know the name Kimberly Wallace, and you very kindly wrote our new theme music for our weekly production at Chatterbox, and that's been going now for a few months for us at Chatterbox. And we thought it about time just to catch up with you, Kimberly, and just to find out a little bit how your career is going. I know you were a student at the Norwich University of the Arts. So if I can just sort of start off by asking you a little bit about your studies and how things are going after university for you.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much, Mark. I'm so glad that all of you are enjoying the music. I've recently graduated from uni, so I ended up leaving with a first honours with a vice chancellor's commendation, which I was really excited about. I'm currently just freelancing in Norwich now. I've got a part-time job over at Lady Be Loves, which is like actually just my dream job. It's been going really, really well after uni. Yeah,
that's fantastic. Wow. So how does it feel to be out in the world of work after university now?
Oh goodness, it's scary. I think the weirdest part about university is it's a bit like you've been on a train through nursery, primary school, high school, college, and now it's almost like, right, now's the time to get off the train now. And you're kind of like, you're not really, life's never really, I've never been off the train before, so it's a little bit scary and a bit daunting, but it's exciting. It's really, really exciting at the same time, but yeah, a bit daunting at the moment.
So if we can just ask you, your graduation, did you have a special ceremony for that, and did you have your cap and gown?
I did, yes. We had all the gowns and, yeah, the little... goodness, I don't even know what they're called. Yeah, the little hats.
The mortarboard, yep.
Yeah, that's the one. but goodness, yeah, that was so, so surreal, because you see that in... Because I studied in a film course, so you see that in movies and everything, and then, yeah, it's weird to actually wear it and have the ceremony seriously. It sounds odd, but quite surreal.
Wow, that's funny. And where was your graduation ceremony?
It was over at the Norwich Football Stadium. So they'd, there must have been hundreds, maybe even thousands of people, loads and loads of students from all the courses. And we just went up, accepted the award. It was just great to see everyone so happy. And yeah, there was tons of tears absolutely wonderful. Really, really cool.
That's fantastic. Brilliant. Great. So in terms of your kind of future career path, what are you kind of hoping to sort of to look for next in terms of your sort of future career?
I think at the moment, I'm currently freelancing in the city. So there's a few kind of master's projects that I'm working on at the moment. Ideally, I'd absolutely love to get into live music performance and do little lounge jazz arrangements. I play tons and tons of instruments, and they all they're all hooked up to a looper pedal, so you can play the drums and then loop that, go to the guitar, and then I just love to go to little lounge bars and things and just play Animal Crossing music, really, a bit like KK Slider.
Wow.
In between of working at Lady Be Loves and picking up the odd little job, I think I'm quite happy at the moment. But yeah, hoping to get some new projects in the new year now.
Wow, lovely. And before you came to study at the Norwich University of the Arts, were you from the local area?
I was. I think me and my family, Norwich has always been our closest city. So I went to City College and did film, weirdly to get away from an ex-partner, just to study anything. And absolutely fell in love with film. Kind of lockdown happened and university, and this is kind of my passion and joy now. It's lovely.
That's fantastic. And do you have a particular favourite instrument you like to play?
Oh, goodness. My favourite would probably be the guitar. I'd love doing like little lounge jazz arrangements, but I do 32 string harp. That's an absolutely fabulous instrument. But I've got the most experience with drums, and that's where my heart lies. but I love something new.
that's fantastic. Wow, brilliant. And there's obviously lots of music venues in Norwich, with the Arts Centre and places like the Waterfront on King Street, and I know they do a lot at the LCR, the UEA, and different places. Is there a particular sort of venue that you like to go to listen to music?
Oh, goodness, that's tough. I think, I don't know, I've been around and about. Dick's Bar do some nice sets and things. But weirdly enough, I don't go to much live music. I really ought to. I think a lot of the time I just spend time making music for myself in my room, or for films. But goodness, yeah, I need to go out now. I've got the more free time after uni. I need to go out and watch some artists.
Yeah, yes. Does it feel nice not to have the pressure of university?
You know what? I actually miss it. I there's something about it that's so structured, and it's the people and the challenges, and God, you know, I really miss it. I think there's no experience I've had. I know I've only just left university that I've had so far. Maybe teaching. I did actually. Recently, I did go to Access College to teach sound design to some of the students there, and that was absolute joy. I'm so glad that they can find joy in all the little sounds and things for film and making them. That was really good. So maybe teaching's in the future.
Wow, yeah. And where do you make your music? You say you kind of like do a lot for personal pleasure. Do you have a little room set aside at home?
Yeah, I've got my own little setup at home that has, yeah, goodness, it's an absolutely crowded room. it's all the lights are made from my first drum set that I had, so they're all kind of upscaled and wires and synthesizers and double basses and violins, and it's just a bit of a mess, but it's my little hidey hole. I love it.
That sounds brilliant. Oh, fantastic. That's really good. And one thing that we're sort of particularly keen to ask about you is sort of what do you kind of do to relax when you're not doing music or when you're not at work? Is there something that you particularly like to sort of relax to?
Goodness, you know what, I think music might be my job and my passion and my relaxer.
Right.
I love fashion, but that's the other. I think me and my partner we're gonna try and get into making clothes actually, because we love doing a matching outfit. I don't know. I think I'm just a bit of a weird creature that just loves to try kind of everything. But I think music is so new, and everything you do is like a new discovery. It's just so exciting. It's like going exploring. I love it.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, we really appreciated all the efforts you've put into making our new theme music for Chatterbox. And it's lovely to hear that piece of music being played every week now. And we wish you all the best for your future career. And thank you for everything you've done for us at Chatterbox. And thank you for your time and chatting to me over Facebook Messenger this evening. All the best to you, Kimberly. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Mark. I'll chat to you soon.
Thank you.
So much.
Bye-bye.